Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. On today's show, the Rose Stars shine from the Tenarki District Meeting of the American Rose Society. We'll hear first up from Ron Daniels. He'll be talking about mentors and memories in the garden. Then we'll talk with Mark Nolan and his go-to roses for exhibition. We'll wrap today's show up with a conversation with the Nashville Rose Society President, Cindy Warsh. She'll be talking about couples gardening. Y'all stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses. You asked for it, you got it. Access the Rose Chat Podcast app from your iPhone or Android device. Find instructions at rosechatpodcast.com.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Can I just tell you that we had a wonderful time at the Tenarki District Winter Workshop. It was held in Bowling Green, Kentucky back in February, and these workshops are designed for local Rose Society members to get together in their own district and share information, hear fabulous speakers, and attend some hands-on workshops. Now, I was privileged to have been a speaker at this year's event, along with Carol Shockley, who gave a wonderful presentation on the new rose introductions that are coming out. We also heard from Dr. Mark Windham, who is a professor of ornamental pathology at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville, and he talked to us about the American Rose Society research study that they're doing on rose rosette disease. Curtis Allmiller from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, he joined us, had a fascinating conversation with the group about photography in roses. You know, that's one of the fastest growing divisions of our local rose shows is the photography division. Now, we also heard from Steve Hutton. He is the president and CEO of Star Roses and Plants. Heard from American Rose Society President Pat Shanley, who cast her vision for the future of the ARS. It was a weekend full of fun, friends, and beautiful roses. Let's check in with Teresa, who's standing by with Ron Daniels.
Well, hello. I am having so much rosy fun this weekend. I'm at the Tenarki Midwinter District Meeting. There are rose people everywhere. There's roses for sale. There's rose products to buy. It is rose heaven for us rose lovers. And just now I'm talking to Ron Daniels. And there's something that I always remember about Ron Daniels, and that is people describe him as, boy, Ron has a lot of energy. And that's true. He's always doing something to teach people about roses. But Ron's grown a lot of roses, and I'm just wondering, through the years, what rose stands out as a special rose to him?
Well, when I first started growing roses, the man that mentored me, John Curtis, gave me a rose, my first rose, actually, and it was a Double Delight. And he said, man, if you're going to start out with one, start out with this one, because it's got excellent, the fragrance is unbelievable, and the color, and I think you enjoy growing it. And then he gave me some history behind it. He said it was developed in the 70s and 76, 77, and that most people that grew roses and fragrant roses love this rose. So I'd say Double Delight is my favorite, and I've got probably four or five of them in my garden now, and anybody I ever give it to, they just want another one because of the fragrance and the way they look. It looks like you took a strawberry and dipped it in whipped cream. You know, it almost looks that good. So Double Delight's my favorite.
Well, that's a lot of people's favorite because it is a beautiful, beautiful rose. And when you can attach a memory like you just did and fragrance, you know, you've got a winner for sure. So this is the time of year when we start seeing all the new roses come. It's an exciting time for rose people because what's new, what's new, what's new? We want to know. So have you been looking around? What are you going to add this year?
Well, I was pretty fortunate being close to a potter where I live in Hendersonville, Tennessee, S&W Greenhouse, potter for weeks. So I got the first Dalton Abbey rose in Anna's Promise. And everybody comes in the garden. It's kind of an orange, got an orange cast to it, and they just love that rose. So I'm looking forward to getting Pretty Lady this year. And I think we have them here at our district to get, and I will be hopefully getting one. And another rose that I got kind of ahead of the coming out this year is Miranda Lambert. And I love purple roses, and most purple roses or lavender roses have scent. Most of them do. So them two roses right there, I'm going to be planting this year. And I've got a Miranda Lambert already in the garden, and I had blooms off of it last year. But the Pretty Lady, I'm going to pick one of them up this week and get it planted in the next several weeks. So I think it's going to be four in this series of roses. I did a little research on it, and I won't try to get all four of them. My wife loves that series. She's sick about it ending this year, but we'll have something to remember by having four roses maybe in a couple of years that relate back to the characters of that show.
You know, that show has just been one of those shows that's just gotten the attention of the entire world. Everyone's crazy about Downton Abbey, and we do wonder, what are we going to do on Sunday nights when we can't watch Downton Abbey? But a whole bed of Downton Abbey roses, now there's something to think about. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
We're about to hear from Mark Nolan. Now, he's a championship rose exhibitor from Indiana, and he talks to Teresa about his go-to roses for exhibition.
I'm here with Mark Nolan. Now, Mark is actually a member of my Rose Society, the Indianapolis Rose Society. And we are so fortunate to have someone like Mark in our society. He teaches us all. He inspires us with his beautiful garden. Mark has roses everywhere. They are gorgeous, and we have just learned so much from him. But since Mark has grown roses for a long time, I'm wondering, what stands out, you know, in all of these beautiful roses? Is there one? Is there a rose story or a rose that really stands out to him?
That is a difficult question. You know, as you go through the garden each day, you see a rose and you think, oh, that's the best I've ever seen.
For today, this is it.
That's it. However, when I like to exhibit roses, I like exhibition, hybrid teas, many flowers, etc. And it seems that the one that I always go back to, I always look at in the garden when I go in the garden, is Moonstone. And it is a great, you know, it grows well, and that is something that every rosarian should look for first, is does it grow well? And it does grow well. And it has beautiful blooms. Mm-hmm. It's very productive. Most of the time, they are on single stems. The bloom itself has tremendous exhibition form. And you can always rely on that rose to be there for the show. So there are a lot of beautiful roses, but in my garden, that's the one I always rely on. That's the one I always go to take a look at.
And I've seen awards attached to many of your moonstones during my tenure in the Indianapolis Rose Society. And you just do see Moonstone on a lot of award tables.
Yes.
It is just a lovely rose. I have one. I probably should have more, but I just have one right now. So, now this is the time of year when we're all looking at the catalogs, we're online, the rose companies are releasing their new roses, and it's getting to be spring, and we want them all, but, you know, you have a lot of roses, I have a lot of roses, so what are you going to add this year?
Ordinarily, I've always came to the Tenarchy Winter Workshop, and they always have Carol Shockley talk about new introductions, and I always reserve my selections tool. I see what she's offering. Unfortunately, a lot of the roses that she talks about are hybridized by people in the South, and I always have to be careful about the winter hardiness of that particular rose. They're beautiful roses, mm-hmm. So I do like to pay attention to that when I'm making my selection. But let me digress a little bit. The roses that I'm really looking for right now are in my garden this year, I already have, and I bought them last year. And usually it takes a year or two in the garden before that particular rose will perform at its best. I know that Randy Scott is an outstanding exhibition rose, but this is only the second year that I will have grown, or excuse me, the third year that I will have grown that rose in my garden, and I am expecting that to really do well mm-hmm. this year. So that is one, it's not new, but yet I think that this will be the first year that it really performs. And another rose that I got last year called Gift of Love. And it is a beautiful, light, soft yellow bloom.
Nice.
It has tremendous exhibition form. And my plant only got to maybe a foot and a half last year. And I understand that it does grow better. So that is a rose that I am looking forward to doing its thing this year. So those are two roses. Another one I acquired last year was Miss Mabel. And this is one of the roses introduced by Richard Anthony. And I like the form of that rose. It hasn't done well yet, but I expect great things from that rose. Another rose, and this is one that I am going to acquire this year, is a mini flora, a red mini flora, and it is, the name of it is Bold Ruler. And it looks like it has real high centers, great exhibition form. So they're sort of not new to my garden, but I think this is the year that they will really produce.
Well, Mark, that's such a good point and something that, that we need to be patient as rose growers, because so often that very first year, it's just not getting to do its thing yet.
Exactly.
So we want to just give them love, give them care. You know, in the rose world and in the gardening world, we know that the first year, they sometimes sleep. The second year, they creep. The third year, they leap. So it really does take people and roses and other plants a little time to reach their potential. So I'm glad you're not giving up on your first year, second year plants, and we would advise all rose growers not to give up on those plants until, give them 3 years. If they don't do what you want them to do, there's a lot more where they came from.
Well, I'm very interested in seeing what Carol Shockley will talk about today.
Oh, she's fabulous, and she will have a ton of beautiful roses. But you and I know that up there in Indiana, we do have to be careful to notice, are they good for zone 5?
Well, and I had a good friend recommend a rose, and I will probably also acquire that this year. It's called Grand Amore, and it's a new introduction, and it looks like it has potential. And I will acquire that rose from Palatine, and we'll see what happens.
I have that rose in my garden, and I'm not the rose gardener that you are, so I'm excited to see what that rose is going to do for you. It is a very beautiful bloom. It's been very healthy for me, and it's fragrant. So, you know, that's a win-win-win. So if it's going to grow great in your garden, we just might see it on the exhibition table, and that's a big win.
That's good.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Closing out today's show, Teresa chats with Cindy Warsh. She's the president of the Nashville Rose Society, and she chats with Teresa about gardening with her husband, plus some of her favorite rose varieties.
With me now is Cindy Warsh, and Cindy is the president of the Nashville Rose Society, a lovely group of people in this society. And Cindy, like me, grows a variety of roses, a little bit of everything. As I recall last year when you did a presentation about your garden at the Tenarki District meeting, you talked about old garden roses, you talked about the new varieties, you talked about some hybrids. So you obviously grow a lot of roses, and you've done that for a while. So when you look back over your rose growing experience, is there something that stands out? Is there a rose that stands out or a story that stands out?
Well, my husband and I both do a lot of the gardening. He helps me design it, and then I get the maintenance. He digs holes. He does dig holes.
That's good. That's good.
And we have a lot of fun. I mean, it's something that we do kind of together. We choose colors, and we choose, you know, where they might go. And he says he lets me do it all, but he really has a lot of input in it, more than he thinks. But it's funny how we see colors differently. And I think it's a male-female thing. I say it's orange-red. He said, no, it's orange. We get a good kick out of it anyway. But we do. We have a lot of variety of roses. Somebody asked me, you know, what's your favorite rose? Well, what's my favorite color rose? What's my favorite type of rose? You know, I haven't met a rose that I didn't like, you know. I love them all. I'm particular to striped roses. Mm-hmm. I really love the striped roses. And I know a lot of people don't care for them as much, but I do. They're unusual, mm-hmm. and we kind of like the unusual things in the garden. So we do a lot of the striped roses. I like single petal roses, but then I go to the other side of the spectrum, and I love the David Austins, the old garden roses. So it's either a few petals or a bunch of petals.
It's that time where we're getting catalogs, and spring is coming soon, and we've just seen so many new varieties that are being released. So is there anything that's tempting you that you think you're going to have for this year?
Oh my goodness, every time I see a catalog comes in or come to one of these conventions and I see all the new stuff coming out, I just want one of everything. But I know I can't. So I have to pick and choose. But in our garden, it's a no-spray garden. I'm not against spraying, but I don't spray. And I have my reasons, and a lot of it is just I'm so busy, I don't have time to spray.
It does take time.
And you know, we have an acre of roses. So, I mean, it's a lot to keep up with, much less all of our little dogs and everything else working full time. So I usually try to go with the roses that are very disease resistant, and they're coming out with so many more. I mean, even hybrid teas that are very disease resistant, and that just thrills me because, you know, those are the ones that I will be choosing for my garden.
Well, one that I would recommend to you that you take a look at, we grow in different zones, so I don't know how that'll figure into this, but I grow a Cordis hybrid tea that's fragrant, and it's a beautiful red called Grand Amore. Do you have that one?
I did. Unfortunately, it succumbed to a winter.
Well, that does happen.
But I would love to have another one. Mm-hmm. I know Beverly has been a really good one for me. Frances Mayo.
Mayon
has been a really good one for me. And I just really, I like those. And, of course, pink is, I'm kind of a little partial to pink. But
I get the pink thing. I say there's a lot of pinkness that goes on in my garden. And I'm like you, I don't meet roses that I don't fall in love with. So I have to be very selective when you get up into the 200s when you have that many. But it is so hard to resist the pretty pinks.
Oh, I know. I know.
Well, Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. I hope you'll join us next time as we explore the world of roses.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.